everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist Encores with me, Damon Cox, and another composer spotlight. And this month, it's Harold Arlen. Now, Harold was born in Buffalo, and he learned to play the piano at a young age, and then formed a band as a young man. He achieved some local success as a pianist and singer before moving to New York City in his early 20s, where he worked as an accompanist. In 1929, Arlen composed his first well-known hit song, Get Happy, and that's the tune we're starting off with, played by Tom Hazleton on the Wurlitzer in the Kappen's Galley Pizza Parlor restaurant in Redwood City. Thank you. well, hopefully that track of Tom Hazelton got you happy. Time now for a beautiful ballad and one that was written for the 1943 musical Cabin in the Sky, where it was sung by Ethel Watters. It's a great tune, and on this occasion it's being played by John Seng. Happiness is just a thing called Joe. Happiness is just a thing called Joe, played by John Seng on the Richard Lodehouse studio Wurlitzer. The next song was written in 1932 for the 21st edition of the Cotton Club series, which opened on October the 23rd same year, and it was the first of the Cotton Club parades. It's called I've Got the World on a String, and it's being played by Barry Baker. Thank you. Barry Baker, who has got the Ron Wemer Residence Wurlitzer on its own string with that sublime arrangement. Now for a song that was first recorded by Cab Calloway in 1931, where it was introduced in another Cotton Club show called Rivermania. The tune certainly has rhythm about it, especially when it's played by Howard Beaumont. So here is Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea. Beaumont playing the ex-Regal Sunderland Compton in its current home, the Community Centre in Ryhop. Incidentally, Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea is a good analogy of how I feel when picking music for this show, trying to do the impossible of pleasing all. Anyway, back to the subject in hand, and a song where the weather is a metaphor for the feeling of the singer. And I quote, "Stormy weather, since my man and I ain't together, keeps raining all the time." It was first introduced by Ethel Walters in 1933, and here is Len Raw's arrangement of, you guessed it, Stormy Weather.
Thank you.
Rawl hopefully not predicting the weather for the next duration, and Len was playing the Musical Museum Brentford Wurlitzer. The next tune need almost no introduction, not least when I tell you it was first sung by Judy Garland in the 1939 film The Wizard of Oz. It won the Academy Award for Best Original Song and became Garland's signature tune. A gorgeous one, and here is a particularly sensitive arrangement featuring the verse by Robert Wolf. Here is Over the Rainbow. there won't be a dry eye in the house after that. A beautiful arrangement of Over the Rainbow, played by Robert Wolf on the First Foot Wurlitzer. Well, time is nearly up. And to end, here's a song described as another typical Ireland tapeworm. Now, a tapeworm being the trade slang for any song that went over the conventional 32-bar length. This song actually runs to 48 bars, and every one of them is fantastic. Written in 1942 for the film The Sky's the Limit, where it was first performed by Fred Astaire, here is One for My Baby and One for the Road. And here to send us off on that road is Jim Riggs. Jim Riggs having fun on the small two-manual eighth-ranked Wurlitzer in Macy's Greek Hall, sending us off with One For My Baby. And that's it for another Composer Spotlight. John Leeming will be back with us next Thursday with his choice of music, and I look forward to that then. So until then, this is me, Damon Cox, signing off and saying take care.